I love vacations, but I hate package vacations. I mean, what's the point of being treated like sheep? What is the point of going abroad for just another tourist crowd around in buses surrounded by sweaty mindless oafs from Kettering and Coventry and their cloth caps and their cardigans and their transistor radios and their sunny mirrors complaining about the tea? Are they that make a probably do they not let a home and stopping at Mexican bodegas selling fish and chips a want these red barrel and calamars and too vague and sitting at a cotton frock skirting Timothy White sun cream all over their puffy red swollen putrid flesh because they overdid it on the first day. And being herded into endless hotel Miramars and Bellevues and Continentals with their modern international luxury roomettes and draft red barrel and swimming pools full of fat German businessmen, pretending they're acrobats, forming pyramids of frightening the children, of barging into queues, and if you're not on your table spot, you miss a bowl of Campbell's cream mushroom soup, the first item on the international cuisine menu, of course. And every Thursday night, the hotel is a bloody cabaret in the bar featuring a tiny emaciated dago with 9-inch hips and some bloated fart tart with a Brill cream down and a big ass presenting flamenco for foreigners. And then some adenoidal typist from Birmingham with flabby white legs and diarrhea trying to pick up hairy banny like wop waiters called Manuel, and once a week there's an excursion to local Roman remains to buy chariot and melted ice cream, and bleeding one, he's red barrel, and one evening you visit out to the so-called typical restaurant, local color and atmosphere, and you sit next to a party from Rill who keeps singing Torreliminos! Torreliminos! And complaining about the food. Oh, it's so greasy, isn't it? And you get cornered by some drunken greengrocer from Lutton with an Instamilla camera and Dr. Schultz sandals and last Tuesday's Daily Express, and he drones on and on about how Mr. Smith should be running the country and how many languages Enoch Powell could speak, and then he throws up both Cuban Libras. And sending tinted postcards of places you don't realize they haven't even visited to all at number 22, other wonderful, our rooms march to the next, food very greasy, but we found a charming little local place sitting away in the back streets, where they serve Watney's red barrel and cheese and onion crisp and the accordion is placed, maybe because it's I'm a Londoner, spending 4 days in the tarmac at Lutton Airport on a 5-day package store, nothing to eat but dry BEA-type sandwiches, you can't even get a drink of Watney's red barrel because you're still in England, the bloody bar closes every time you're thirsty and there's nowhere to sleep and all the kids are crying and vomiting and breaking the plastic ashtrays, they keep telling you it'll only be another half hour, even though your plane is still in Iceland, and it takes some Swedes to Yugoslavia before it can load you up at 3 a.m. in the bloody morning, and he's sitting in the tarmac till 6 because of unforeseen difficulties. Oh, the permanent strike of the air traffic control in Paris, and nobody can take a shit, and then you take off at 8. And when you get to Malaga Airport, everybody's swallowing enterovial form, and queuing for the toilets, and queuing for the armed customs officers, and queuing for the bloody bus that isn't there to take you to the hotel that hasn't yet been finished. And when you finally get to the half-built Algerian ruin called the Hotel del Sol by paying half your holiday money.
Boop, 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 boop.
To a license, banned in a taxi, you find there's no water in the pool, there's no water in the taps, there's no water in the bog, and there's only a bleeding lizard in the bidet. And half the rooms are double booked and you can't sleep anyway because of the permanent 24-hour drilling of the foundations of the hotel next door, and you're plagued by appalling entrance chemists from Ealing pretending to be hippies, and middle-class stockbrokers' wives busily identical holiday villas and suburban development plots just like Escher in case the labor government gets in again, and fat American matrons with sloppy buttocks and Hawaiian-patterned ski pants looking for any of a lot of men who can keep it up long enough when they finally let it all flop out. And the Spanish Tourist Board promises you that the raging cholera epidemic is merely a case of the mild Spanish tummy. Unlike the previous outbreak of Spanish tummy in 1660, which killed half of London and decimated Europe, and while the bloody Guardia are busy arresting 16-year-olds for kissing in the streets and shooting anyone under 19 who doesn't like Franco, and then on the last day in the airport lounge, everyone's comparing sunburns, drinking nasty Pomante, buying cartons of duty-free cigarillos, and using up half their precious pesetas on horrid dolls in Spanish national costume and awful straw donkeys and bullfight posters with your name on Ornio, Cabarones, and Brian Pules on Norwich. And 3D pictures of the Pope and Kennedy and Franco, and everyone's talking about coming again next year, and you swear you never will, although you're tumbling bleary-eyed out of a tourist-ride antique Iberian airplane. Ow.